You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. My name is Ben. We're going to start off the show with a fantastic guest who is in studio right now. Starting off the night on the show for us, live in studio, we have Monsoon Moon.
We'll be right back. thanks for Monsoon Moon. We're from here in Vancouver, and how about that weather we're having? Yeah! But I just saw Nardwar walk through. Doo-doo-doo-doo, Nardwar, yeah!
Thank you. talk now while I put away my keyboard.
So we got Marie on the drums here. She's playing keyboards, doing drums, singing some of the time. I'm Riley. I play guitar. I sing the rest of the time. Thanks to Ben for having us. We're Monsoon Moon. It was a dream that I never had. I just want to take this moment to say, how about this weather we're having? Wow, I can't believe it. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. No, just kidding. I'm not ready to talk about it.
We'll save that for later. Don't worry.
last song.
Thanks to Ben and CITR and Nardwar for doing his doot-de-loot-doot. Don't know if you could hear it. It was pretty loud in here, though.
I missed out. My back was turned. I didn't see or hear anything.
He doot-de-loot-doot real hard. All right, this is the last one from us, our Monsoon Moon, and make sure to talk about that weather.
That is Monsoon Moon, everybody, live in studio at CITR. Do not go anywhere. I will be talking with the band very shortly. This is Live on Thunderbird, Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, CITR.ca.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
Could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is
an advertisement for
Finding the Funny
on CITR 101.9, Mondays, 6 to 6:30. We'd love for you to tune in and check us out on Twitter at Finding Funny FM. Every week, host Nico McEwen talks about new comedy topics, whether it be stand-up, sketch comedy, TV comedy, and more, always playing some of the most hilarious bits.
With your host, Nico McEwen.
Now, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Flex your head!
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, that was Niagara. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I am Ben. I am in studio now with Monsoon Moon, which you just heard live in our studio. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That sounded fantastic. Do you maybe want to quickly introduce yourself to people out there in Radio Land, as they say?
Yeah, introduce ourselves. What's up? I'm Riley McMaster. I play guitar and I sing.
I'm Marie Foxall. I play drums and keyboards and I sing a little bit.
And you are Monsoon Moon. How did, what's the history of the band? That's usually the first thing I ask. Like when did this project started?
We used to live in this house in Strathcona and we figured we could turn it into a jam space, but the basement wasn't insulated at all and maybe like a foot away from the neighbor's house. So we tried jamming a couple times and the neighbor was always like watching Judge Judy in her basement in the middle of the day. So she'd come over and bang on our window during the first song. There was never a delay. It was just like, oh, man.
And that was like 4 years ago. Yeah. And then we took a couple years off. And then last year we started playing again a little bit and recorded some songs, but we didn't play any shows or anything. And now we're finally starting to play some shows. So it's been a long time coming, but we're really excited.
So, wait, but where are you playing this time? Are you like different place?
Oh, we have a real live jam space now.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. No crazy, no. But
well, like, I mean, there's metal bands on every side of us, vibrating everything.
Watching Judge Judy.
Probably. Yeah.
Perfect. And so, like, were you playing before music? How did you go up?
I've always kind of doodled on guitar, but songwriting eluded me for a long time. Marie's been in bands through the years, but
yeah, I've been in a couple bands, nothing too serious. I was in a similar band, similar structure, I guess, where I played drums and keyboards, and then there was a guitar singer, and then she went on to front Little Destroyer, right. So they're a super huge rad band, and that's the extent of my musical experience, really. Just a lot of fun projects, nothing too serious.
Right. So you were talking about the break that you took. So is it because you got a chance, like an actual space, that you came back, or was just you have like itching to play some music, or?
Yeah, I think we always wanted to, but we just didn't have the facilities to make it happen. And I would just wait for Marie to leave the house and then crank the guitar amps too loud. it would bug the neighbors and whatever. Yeah, it wasn't until we got a jam space that we were able to flesh out our ideas.
And did you have like materials that you were already kind of working on, or was it one of those things where you really just started after you got the jam space and started jamming?
He always had a lot of little riffs and things that he was working on, and that's sort of what started our songwriting process. And then now we work on things a little bit more, you know, together, I guess. But yeah, I think when we first started, it was Riley who had all these ideas, and he was like, we just need to jam this out. And I was like, yes, I would like that. I haven't played the drums in a long time. It would be awesome.
Nice. And the name of the band, I don't always have an answer for bands, but I did mention when people asked me, well, who's playing on your show this week, and I said Monsoon Moon, and they go, oh, never, haven't heard of them, but very nice name. It's a good
alliteration is key.
Yeah.
Rhyming is also nice. It's
O's are fun to draw, and there's a lot of O's in it.
It's also from this really ridiculous British comedy show called The Mighty Boosh. There's a character named Howard Moon, and in one episode he boxes a kangaroo, and his fighting name is Monsoon Moon.
Oh, okay.
And I think the name just perfectly illustrates what our songs are about, where they're just kind of, I don't know, sci-fi mishmashes of like visual imagery, and Monsoon Moon doesn't really make any sense. You can't see the moon when it's raining out.
Right, fair enough. No, that sounds good. So you sort of describe it, sci-fi mishmash.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I haven't heard of that. And you have like a couple songs that you've put out on the internet, on the Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. Piece-wise, a little bit like started in. Let me just take a look here. Swamp People that came out a couple years, last year, I guess. It's just like two songs that you recorded.
Yeah, that was a couple of buddies, Malcolm and Bruce, wanted to try engineering some stuff, so that was good for us to kind of figure out our sound more and lock it in. And then, since then, we've just been trying to demo some more stuff and recorded a new song with our friend JJ that sounds real good that we should have out pretty soon. We're trying to work on a video for it. Going to film that real quick and
Right, because you put out a song that you just put on the Bandcamp today or yesterday at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one. That was just a demo did ourselves. So we're learning.
Yeah,
I come more from like film and photography, so music's all new to me.
Yeah, it sounded good. Like it doesn't Next sound time. Like a. Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff. And you put out a bunch of demos earlier this year. You call them Vacant Touch.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have certain themes to these, or is it just songs that you put out, or?
It's just kind of when we can complete them. I'm just interested in getting as many things kind of out there as we can. Like, even though those are all demos, the song we recorded, you know, for real with JJ was just a completely different song than we had recorded at all. So I'm just more interested in getting things out there and learning by finishing, or else you just don't finish anything ever and you keep working on the same thing. So I'm just interested in working through ideas and seeing what happens next.
Right. But you, some of the songs that you've already put out, like, if you're playing them, do you find that you kind of change? Have you changed some of them after you recorded them? I think
for the first couple songs we recorded, that was sort of the point of recording them, was to hear how it sounded and then work with people who knew a little bit more what they were doing, who could give us some feedback. But I think the most important thing for us when we're recording is to produce a sound that we could actually produce live. Right. Since there's only two of us, we don't want to do anything that's too, you know, overproduced or too many extra instruments, because we want to be able to completely reproduce it live. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's more or less the same to what we're actually doing when we play a show.
Right. Well, speaking of not too many instruments, it's two-piece, but then you were saying that before you were always doing, like, drums and keyboards a little bit. That's not super common. That's kind of weird. I don't remember. I mean, last time I remember that was, like, you know, like maybe 10 years ago. I remember seeing a band. Like, there was a band in Vancouver.
What were they called?
Run, Chico, Run.
Yes, because I remember seeing them when I was a teenager, and that really stuck with me, and I didn't think about it when I started playing that way, but then it kind of, like, crept up on me. I was like, oh, yeah, I must have been influenced by that, because I was very excited by it when I saw them.
They were great. I did love them, and then the first time I saw you, I did sawing the setup. I'm like, oh, that's like kind of like a Run, Chico, Run setup, which is, in a good way, it's a good thing. And it's also like a two-piece and...
Yeah, it's just about getting a little bit more noise, I guess. I'm not a trained drummer, so if I have more things on the go, then I don't have to do anything too fancy. I'm just keeping the beat and then playing the bass alongside.
Yeah, and is that the direction you want to go, the two-piece? You like how it goes, or you want someone else to come and play some of the other parts? I don't know.
I think we've been embracing the limitations, and it's informed our songwriting and how we can structure things, and how, it's just how we write songs now.
And it's very easy to organize.
You just bring everything. And if there's a lot of gear, a little bit for two people, but then there's only two of you, so it's a lot of space.
Awesome. We can fit it all in one car, so we're good.
Yeah, and let's before we go too much further, if people are really interested in checking you out, you have like a Bandcamp and you have Facebook like everybody else, and it's Monsoon Moon. There's extra words to it.
Yeah, we go. It's Monsoon Moon Unit. Because Monsoon Moon was already taken. So.
Yeah, we're not original enough to come up with things
so
that are taken.
So it's monsoonmoonunit.bandcamp.com. And if you go to Facebook,
I think it's the same thing. Yeah. I think it's
probably. Instagram's definitely the same one.
Monsoon, yeah.
And a shout out to Frank Zappa, too.
And you have songs that you put on there. And yes, yeah, so and I've seen some posts and such. What are your planned and any upcoming plans for the future, or just summer plans, or what is the big plan for Monsoon?
We're gonna shoot a video probably in a week or so, and hopefully that'll be out soon for our new song that we recorded with JJ Heath.
What's video? So going back, Riley, you shot the video. You were one of the people that shot the video for Chris Riffick's latest music video.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, maybe talk about that a bit about that. How did you get into that?
I think my friend Sean Arden knew Chris somehow, recommended me.
Was the video? If you don't know, it's a basketball game, and I think there's a lot of there's a certain amount of people that they shuffle. Anyways, it's like in a street basketball court.
Yeah, we filmed it in, I don't even know what that park's called. Andy Livingston. Yeah, in Chinatown on, like, the coldest day of the year.
There was snow on the ground, wasn't there?
There was snow, but somehow not in the court. Chris was great at organizing all his friends to come out and hang out in a T-shirt.
he's always wearing
pretend to play some basketball. And, yeah, it was super fun. He just wanted to be an angry coach and... it made it happen for him.
Perfect. And have you, like, shot music videos before or anything like that?
I've shot a couple. I did a couple for Prevail, Swollen Members, his new group, Alpha Omega, did a couple of ones for them. Some other ones that were a bit more low-key.
No, that's cool. So for Chris, like was the idea just all his and you just carry out what he says, or do you contribute, or how does that?
It depends on the video. And Chris's concept was definitely mostly him, where it's just revolving around him being a very angry coach. And yeah, he was great at getting everyone together, which is usually the hardest part to shooting videos. And yeah, I've been shooting BMX and kind of art fashion videos for years now, so it was super fun to get someone who was that excited to be that angry. But
that excited to be.
It's funny, yeah. If we had actually recorded audio with it, it's like he doesn't sound angry at all. Yeah, he's just being the nicest guy about trying to be a mean coach. And yeah, you can't hear any of it. So,
right.
He looks angry.
So he was sore. No, he was. Oh, yeah, he was yelling. Like
he was just yelling compliments, essentially.
But like really loudly because you can't hear it, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I was out of town. I wasn't able to make it. So, but for your upcoming video, like what do you, any ideas or who's going to shoot it or how does that work? Like, does it, with you doing so many videos, do you find that it's easier or harder, or you think you're picky, you know, if you're pickier about your concept, or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm kind of picky about it. I'm working with my friend Owen Wong, who we've worked together on a couple projects, and we work on set together most of the time anyways. But, yeah, we just wanted to do something kind of fun and sort of low-key, but I don't know, just not a typical band music video where we're pretending to play instruments or whatever. So it's going to be a lot of ghosts. It's going to be pretty spooky, lighthearted. We just want to be able to experiment and get freaky with it.
Cool. Did you grow up watching a lot of music videos or because I grew up like watching tons of videos and I kind of feel like nowadays, I don't know, I guess people go on YouTube and did you both watch a lot of music videos?
Oh, yeah, I was huge on music videos. That was my only intake for music for so long, and then it moved into BMX movies. And,
Do you have a favorite music video?
Music video?
Yeah.
Maybe that Spike Jonze one they did for Fat Lip. It's called What's Up, Fat Lip, but it's just like, it just follows him around for a couple days, and he like dresses as a clown, and like someone kicks him in the balls, and he's like, this line about doing cocaine in front of his grandma, and his like, grandma actually reacts to it, and it's awesome.
Oh, nice. I have not seen that one. That sounds, I'll put it
that's
on my
really
queue.
Fun.
What about you, Mark?
Probably every No Doubt music video ever, but Spiderwebs. It's probably
which one was that
there's
one
like some fisheye action and a lot of like you know going like into the camera and there's some old people
that's
and there's
super
phones
2000s
and yeah. Sounds like a Beastie Boys video.
Nice. Yeah, that's a really popular thing back in the 90s, 2000s, where this they just put a camera in front of the band with a fisheye and people just kind of with the arms like
you just lean in, lean out. That's going to be our next video, just a little bit of leaning.
Pretty much.
Because that was hard back then? Like, was it like a new thing, or was it just because, I don't know.
I don't think many people had looked through cameras before, so they were like, whoa, look at what this lens can do, whoa!
Because I can see, you know, like when the Matrix came out, like all of a sudden every video is doing that, I was just wondering, because at least I feel like that was a new technology, they have to put all the cameras around, or slow motion first started, but it's funny that fisheye lens, you think that's probably been around. Anyway, I don't know. And I don't even know any of the new videos now, too. But that's very cool. And you, I'm looking forward to see the ghost.
We'll see if it works. We've done some tests, but, you know, we've got some ideas.
There's some R&D involved in this for sure.
Can you hint, is it going to be like people, anyways?
You'll see.
Just people with like tablecloths?
You're not far off, but we'll see.
There'll be people, there will be tablecloths.
Yeah.
Basically, this band is just an opportunity to do a bunch of weird art projects. It's all just like one big multimedia project, so this is just another chance to experiment with something strange.
Yeah, any plans to take the band on the road or something, or not really.
I don't know. Really? Yeah, at this point, we're just stoked to record demos and put out videos and play with whoever.
I mean, yeah, we're not opposed to going out on the road. We just don't have any plans in the near future, because Riley works in film, it's hard because he has really big blocks of time, or not big blocks of time, but like blocks of time where he can't do anything else. And I'm self-employed, so I should be flexible, but I work almost as much as he does. So it's, yeah. It's sometimes it's hard to get away, but we would do it if the right opportunity came along. We'd figure it out.
You figure it out. Yeah, perfect.
We could just tie it into a vacation we were doing anyways.
Yeah, that's the dream.
Yeah, no. Well, that's actually what I've always thought people, like bands and people should do, just because it's, you know, that's part of the adventure. Just the first tour is always kind of crazy and tough anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it part of a trip, you don't, yeah, it's not so, it's just like sightseeing plus play a show here and there.
It yeah, then great. When five people come to a show in yeah, a town you've yeah. never been to before, then you're just yeah. like, meh. It's
yeah,
just a trip.
Like if you, when you pass by Edmonston, like, yeah, what do you expect? Yeah, at least there's not much to enjoy in Edmonston. We do have to do a couple of PSAs, but we will be back very shortly. Do not go anywhere. I am talking with Monsoon Moon on CITR 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life. 90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for? Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy. Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, any time I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM on CITR.ca. The show, you can get us on the internet, radiohell.ca. It would have photos and videos and stuff of this program. I am in studio right now still with Monsoon Moon. If you're just joining us, you missed a fantastic set from the band, started at 9 o'clock or so. If you go to CITR.ca or go to RadioHell.ca sometime tomorrow, maybe late tonight, you'll be able to listen to the set again on the podcast. Just do a search for Radio Hell or Monsoon Moon, and hopefully by then it'll be on. It takes a little, bit of time. And yes, and since tomorrow, I mean, a lot of you might have a day off. I do, so it's great. This is almost like a Friday edition of the show, which I don't get to do a lot of. So we can actually party all night.
Hell yeah.
So now, yeah, we Monsoon Moon in studio. Now we're going to kick into the very popular section of this segment of this program. Everyone loves it. We started doing it, like a year ago. Let's hear the little jingle, and we will kick right into it.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
That's Chris. The nicest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, fantastic. That was done by Selena from the band Future Star. And she's actually planning a show in 2 weeks, so she'll just be singing nothing but these jingles. if you haven't listened to the show, you're listening to it anyways. We play a little game. We ask the guests on the show, Monsoon Moon, a bunch of questions. This is sort of like the classic, it's like a BuzzFeed sort of quiz. What kind of, except we won't steal your information like Facebook does, apparently. You just ask a bunch, you answer a bunch of non-sequitur random questions, and at the end it'll tell you, you know, what kind of dog you are, or what breed of cat, or what friend's character are you most like. It's kind of like a personality quiz of sorts. And today we're going to play what no-name product are you actually. So, yes. So I'm going to ask a bunch of questions, and at the end I guess we'll figure out what kind of no-name product are you. It's interesting because I'm just like, so are they just going to say, because there's no name, so it's going to be like spaghetti?
But
so
everyone knows that, yeah. Yellow package.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But the other thing also is, don't they just make like everything? It's literally just what product
it's
are you?
It's just what are you?
Yeah, what are you? It's. I mean, yeah, hopefully it's not like 100 questions. But yeah, it's very exciting. it's a Canadian feel because it is actually done, according to this, it's done by Sarah. It's created by Sarah Aspler,
she's my favorite buzzer.
Yeah, she is from Canada. BuzzFeed staff, Canada.
All
so
right.
It's very Canadian version of it. So maybe you get like poutine or I don't know what, hockey puck. Yeah. So you're free to answer it as a band together or take turns or I don't know, fight for it, whatever. We'll figure it out. First question is what the category once again is what no-name product are you actually playing with Monsoon Moon. First question is pick a grocery aisle spill. So I guess if you can spill something on an aisle, would you spill pasta sauce or eggs, coffee beans or quinoa? Those are the four choices. Pick
Why
your
are we spilling it?
I don't know.
Just say
pick a spill.
I feel like coffee beans have some comedy potentials, like marbles, kind of Home Alone style.
Right.
You know, people could slip and I say coffee beans.
Go for the bean.
And it smells kind of nice.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, perfect. So thoughtful. It's very Canadian. okay. Where would you want to be displayed? Do you want to be displayed on top shelf, middle shelf, bottom shelf, or the freezer section? That's interesting.
The top shelves, at least in no frills, are pretty high. So that's like forklift
height.
Like how high?
Is it like, yeah, is it one of those
so
you
only
can't
the
get?
Deserving will reach us.
One of those you have to get a staff to get to you.
Yeah, or like
I'm
two kids
tall,
on top of each other in a trench coat. Yeah. They could reach it. Yeah. Let's go top shelf.
Top shelf.
Yeah, top shelf.
It's nice. Just, yeah. This one is completely great for radio. Pick a shade of yellow. There's four shades of yellow there. this is prime radio.
The mustardiest one.
Which one would that be?
The Dijon, bottom left.
Bottom left, this one here.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
It's the darkest of the
bunch.
Do you
agree with it? Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Is there a reason why you like the mustard yellow instead of...
It's tastier than the pea yellow.
Yeah. Which one is the pea yellow? That's like, I don't even know what to. That
depends how dehydrated you are.
Depends what you're consuming.
Yeah. Okay. The other problem is you can't really tell if you pressed you selected or not because it just, it's just the same color. Yeah. The other one, it's kind of like really faint yellow. One. I don't even know what banana. No, that's like a banana. It's one of these banana yellow, or lemon yellow. They're all the same. Yellow is.
What is yellow?
They didn't bother naming the shades of yellow. It no. just is.
What is your worst nightmare? You have it's a can opener, boiling water, campfire, or an oven. I guess if you're a product, what is your, or just as a band, what is your worst nightmare, Monsoon Moon? Can opener, boiling water.
I'm gonna go with water. Oven because it sets off our fire alarm every day.
Yeah, and all our songs are about water, yeah. So we love water.
Yeah.
Perfect. It sets up your alarm all the time.
Yeah, we cook every day and we suffer through it. It's the electrician's coming on Saturday. It's going to be a great day.
But our fire alarm talks to us.
Oh, does it say fire? Fire. Yeah.
Fire. Fuh. Fire. Fuh.
Is it actually because of the oven? Like, it shouldn't maybe. It takes, is,
should it, yeah.
My eye roll does not translate to an audio medium.
Yeah. We had dealt with, just like the fire alarm has been going off. Like yesterday, we were having general meeting, CITR annual general meeting, and halfway through like an election, the alarm went off. So everyone had to go outside, and half the people that are supposed to vote left because it's like, you know, they're sticking around for half an hour. And then I was at a show last week, and the smoke machine, I guess, got a bit much. And yeah, the fire alarm came. And the fire department came and they have to put like ventilating fans for like literally 20 minutes before they can let people.
Oh no!
Yeah, I know. So these fire alarms, anyways, smoke alarms. Hopefully an electrician can come and fix that. Also, before we go too much further, is there a product that you are secretly wishing that you are?
Oh no!
If you could, this is like your ideal product that you want to be. Well, are we going to do ideal or the worst part, like the product you do not want to be? Whichever you can think. Well, you can say both. Is there one?
Do you have a dream product?
I'd say a can of chickpeas.
That's yeah. what I was going to
oh,
say.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we got one thing.
why?
I don't know if No Name makes it, but least favorite would probably be pork rinds or something.
Right.
Something that we would never consume.
No pork rinds. You just love chickpeas? Do you like, make
yeah,
a
we eat a lot of chickpeas.
Everything.
Like a lot of hummus?
And they're so versatile. You could do so much with them, and then you can use the aquafaba, like the liquid, to make cocktails instead of using egg. It's like a nice. It's a magic thing.
And do you actually use No Frills or just any
product? We actually live about 20 paces from a No Frills.
Okay, so you know all the
It's the most depressing grocery store in the world.
And do you know if the chickpea is top shelf, middle shelf, bottom shelf, or in the freezer section?
It's like 3/4 of the way up, so it's pretty near the top, I think.
All right, so
it's eye level.
Yeah, so there's a good chance. There is a good chance. What is your preferred method of transportation? There is shopping cart, paper bag, picnic basket, or a fanny pack?
Fanny pack.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Go, yeah, you kind of have to go with fanny. Although, I mean, that would be great. I would next time you go to No Frills, I would say bring your fanny pack. And when they ask you if you need bags, say no. Just I got
all I'm getting is a can of chickpeas.
I got my fanny pack and just like unzip it and I get them to put the chickpea in your fanny.
They
pack.
Have to put it in. For you.
They have to put it in.
Can you bag it for
just
me?
Just throw your hands up in the air.
I would like to see that.
That's our music video. Yeah. No ghosts. Fanny packs and chickpeas.
Perfect. If you're just joining us, this is CITR Radio live in Thunderbird Radio Hell. We are playing a game called No Name Brand Product Are You with Monsoon Moon? And we're in the middle of the very exciting quiz. Yes. The next, this one is also, sorry, not really good for radio, but you might have to describe them. Pick a cashier you would most like to flirt with in this. For them,
oh.
You kind of you yeah. For the radio listeners, you have to describe them. Kristen Wiig from Target on SNL, I think it's one of them.
Yeah, she's down there.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards that one. Everyone else,
yeah, the other ones are unimportant. They just look like just Abercrombie like models in a cashier's apron.
I can't imagine any of these people actually working at No
Frills. It's very like stock photo cashier looking, like all kind of smiling, like with the first guy kind of have the arms kind of crossed and like smiling and leaning back a bit.
They're all too pleased to be there.
Yeah, I think they took that from a Whole Foods.
Yeah, and then the only one that's different, it's, I don't know the name of the character, but it's like a reoccurring character in SNL where she, I forgot what happened. I think she's is making a bad face. Looking kind of disgusted.
She's making a very No Frills face. Yeah.
Causing a commotion.
Yeah. this one is also not particularly exciting for it. Pick a fluorescent light, I guess, because still fluoresce. It just, there's a one that's like first one is like a tube, and some of them is sort of like the cube, like a grid base.
Oh, yeah, okay, we got like the double tube, we got a single tube. We got some loose tubes.
Yeah.
They're probably dead tubes.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, then all the kids that work there can just smash them.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Okay, so it's not a light anymore. It's just a fun, destructive toy.
Yeah, it's a lightsaber that cuts everything.
Perfect.
Yeah, let's roll with that.
So the sort of loose tube.
That is fun to say.
Loose tube.
I'm a cool dude in a loose mood with a loose tube.
Okay, it goes, aw, you don't have a name. Pick one. Is there like a particular, like Bianca, Alex, Bubba? It's like, or no, I like not having a name. Do they mean like no name for the product? I didn't know. Do they have? Because there's no name, so you're supposed to pick a name to replace the name of.
Nothing can replace no name.
Yeah, enjoy the anonymity.
Yeah. Do you want to not go to Bianca? Alex?
I mean, Bubba would be my second choice, but sticking with no name at all.
Okay, so no. This is the last question. So the final answer is, submitted. And as I always say, the result is binding. And you, as a band, you would have to go and purchase this product immediately. What no-name product are you actually? You are irresistible. People crave you and love to put you on everything. You make salad taste better. Salad. Do you know how amazing that is? And yeah, you might be assimilated, but that doesn't mean anything. You're unstoppable. Salty force to be reckoned with. You got assimilated bacon bits.
Oh,
what? Simulated.
Like the fake bacon bits. Yeah, the stuff you put on salad.
Wow.
I think they always, like they're actually not bacon, right? Like you never, I think.
Oh, so you can just leave them at room temperature always.
Yeah, that's why you can, back in the old days, you get like a little shaker full of them. They're just I don't know what they are, but they're not bacon.
All right.
Sounds like flavor crystals to me.
Yeah, basically. It's just like giant salt, It's fantastic.
Just giant dark brown salt.
Greasy salt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we win.
Well, it's not pork rinds. It's fake.
It's probably the closest thing that they have. Oh, no. The nightmare is real.
and that is how you play, what is it called? Crystal Health. Monchi Moon live on CITR. Did any of that give you songwriting ideas or future? Maybe the ghost can be sprinkled in the video. Be sprinkled with bacon bits.
Yeah, they'll just be leaving trails of it behind.
Or those bacon bit packages usually have a little window in them, so you can like construct a ghost costume where the eye holes are the little bacon bits window, the little clear part. I don't know. I'm getting crafty with it.
Yeah. And do you have any plans coming up for this long weekend before we maybe I was going to thinking about bring up another game, but any?
Oh. No, we're actually going to Las Vegas next week, so
I'm working
long weekend,
through the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend didn't even really cross my mind.
Have you been to Vegas before?
I've been through a couple times. Yeah. It's just the weirdest place.
It is, though.
I've never been. We're hoping to avoid the strip completely. We just wanted to go somewhere cheap and hot.
No, that's awesome. For a reason, people always talk about going to Vegas on this program. I don't know why. There's a lot of mystery.
It's cheap and hot.
Yeah, it's cheap and it's hot. But there's people like there's certain bands like I did mention Supermoon, but they love some of the members of the band. Like they love the idea of going to Vegas. I've only been to Vegas one time, and it's super weird. And also, I do like the weird fact that people are just drinking on the streets. Mm-hmm. Which just
I didn't know about that. That changes everything. No, it doesn't change
everything. Well, the problem is, like, it seems, it is kind of cool that you can, like, you sometimes if they just give you, like, a can or, like, a plastic cup and you're just walking outside, you feel super, super weird. But it's kind of, oh, I can drink this outside. The only problem is that you walk around and you see a bunch of, like, a lot of dudes wearing those, like, beer hat things with the tube, and then the giant tube that comes out of the baseball cap.
Like in New Orleans on Bourbon Street or whatever, French Quarter. It's the same thing where it's just like, oh, it's going to be so cool and European. And then everyone has like sky high margaritas and they're barfing. Yeah. And then this.
Are you going to, I don't know what the Resonance musical act is in Vegas right now. Is Celine Dion still there?
Backed up by the Blue Man Group.
if there is.
My heart. Will go on.
Is there like a Vegas what is the word for it? Resident act that you would like to see in Vegas? Doesn't have to be a current one, or maybe like a future one. It's like a band that you think currently is.
I would actually go see Britney Spears if we're being real here.
Yeah,
does she do a regular thing there?
I think she has.
Isn't she still there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would. I think it would be a fun show.
Maybe we'll see the billboards when we're there, and maybe we'll have to come back.
Yeah, so that sounds good. All right, so since I have like tomorrow off, so we got tons of time. are you keen on trying another game?
Sure,
let's give it a shot.
This is I guess we'll find out when you hear the nice little song. This is a classic also on this program.
What would you rather do?
Very classic game of Would You Rather. Hopefully you are keen on doing it. You pick one of these questions from a card, and you will be asked a question. Or you can ask each other, I don't know. Feel free to ask yourself. Let's see what it says. If you get, or you can pick another one if it's really too crazy.
Okay, I'll ask you. Would you rather talk in the third person every time you have sex, or introduce yourself as the hungriest hippo in the world every time you meet someone in business?
Hungriest hippo. That'd be my thing. I'd just give people the like plastic pearl balls or whatever.
No, you have to take them
food
from people.
Food pellets.
Because you're the hungriest. Oh, you take them back. Then.
Yeah, I'd get them back. Yeah, I'd do a power
move. That sounds
about
right. I think I would do that. What about you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's a memorable way to introduce yourself.
Yeah, you might lose, but I think, yeah, and people would just remember. I think that might work. Yeah.
In both of our fields of work, it would be fine.
It'd be appreciated.
It'd be totally fine. Yeah.
You want to pick another one? It could be top, bottom, or anywhere. There's no...
Right in the middle?
Sure.
Is there Hello Kitty on every single one of these cards?
No, this one has a unicorn.
Oh, okay. I don't know what Hello Kitty's called when she has glasses on, but that one's on it. Would you rather eat with your butthole or poop with your mouth?
Eat with your butthole.
Eat with your butthole.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah, I think that's a unanimous eat with your butthole, because why would you want poop coming out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
No, fair enough.
If you could eat with your butthole, would you be able to eat with your mouth too and just be like the most efficient?
Well, you'd have to like pre-process your food. You need a bird mama.
A butt bird mama. I don't like where this... Okay, next question, please.
Yeah, that's... hopefully... I think they get... Some of them might be nice. So here we go. It's another unicorn one. There's a lot of... these are from the internet, but there's a lot of... poop question here. This is an item close to it. Not exactly. Would you rather have the ability to teleport every time you fart, or heal any wound by screaming at it?
Teleport.
You can save. You can teleport every time you teleport anywhere you want every time you fart, or heal any wound, or it could be anything. So you could be curing.
Yeah, I was like, is it only wounds on yourself or any? Because then, you know, I could be altruistic and save other people, then that one. I was just picturing for me. I was like, eh, I don't get injured that often. It's fine.
I think it says, I think that means everyone.
Okay, then that one.
Does it extend beyond people? Could you, like, yell at the ozone layer to get thicker?
I don't know. We're all bees!
Thicken up!
The problem with that, though, I feel like if you're known as that, you're going to be busy. Like, your life is over. You'll just be at a...
You're just going to lose your voice, and you won't be able to do anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm. I think you kind of have to, yeah.
You have to crowdfund a megaphone.
Yeah.
Or like a speak and spell with
with your voice.
Yeah.
Someone program my voice quick.
All right, let's pick another random one and this will. Oh, maybe let's do another. Why don't you guys pick one? And I can this is the special stack of question that some of my friends have came up with and stuff from the internet. So these are actually tough, much tougher than the classic.
Oh.
The classic deck. So you guys are the first to.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to pre-screen the question?
Yeah.
We were not sent these questions before we arrived here.
Yeah.
So this one, also Hello Kitty, but she's kind of slapping her butt and winking.
Ooh, like a Betty Boop Hello Kitty hybrid?
Yeah. Boop Kitty. Would you rather punch a baby once or get punched once a day for the rest of your life by a guy named Wilson? Like the... neighbor from Home Improvement?
He doesn't have arms.
He's just got hands that sit up on the fence. So yeah, that'd be okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's Come at me, Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
Once a day by Wilson.
Yeah.
All right.
Wilson!
Fair enough.
That's a different Wilson. I do have a Dennis the Menace haircut, so maybe that just makes sense.
All right, we'll end with...
Mr. Wilson.
Toolman always yelled at Wilson for fixing his wife.
Oh, I'm picturing... Mr. Wilson, wasn't that the guy who hated Dennis the Menace, his next-door neighbor? I'm just hallucinating. Yeah. Never mind.
I don't remember.
We'll end with the last one from the classic deck of... Okay. And there's four. You can just choose whatever one is the best one. And then...
Oh, there's so many. There's dead air. Sorry. Would you rather be forced to run on a giant hamster wheel at work every day for an hour or drink only from a baby bottle every day? Hamster wheel every day for an hour or only drink from a baby bottle?
I feel like both of those are kind of cool.
The baby bottle's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you need the hungriest hippo that drinks from the baby bottle.
The hamster wheel, you're getting exercise. It could be worse.
And I mean, if you bring a water bottle with you everywhere anyway, what's the difference? It just has a little nipple on it.
Yeah.
Let's do both. Stay hydrated with your baby bottle while you're running on the hamster wheel.
Cool. So what you want is a hamster wheel plus the little hamster dripping bottle
you
thing.
You got it. Exactly.
That's basically what it is. Well, that's how you play Would You Rather. Thank you so much for playing the game. I'm here with Monsoon Moon live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Do you have anything else you want to add for the radio listener out there in the world?
I'm going to do a shout out to some buddies who are doing a new pop-up bar at the Ellis Building on Main Street. They're having their first event tonight, and that's probably where we'll head after this.
Oh, nice. Where?
It's like secret-ish, but not really. It's the people from the Boxcar, because the Boxcar is shutting down soon, so they also run a space across the street. But it's like, it's legit. They serve drinks there, and they, you know, they're allowed to.
Nice. Is it just going to be just some beer and cocktails and
some fancy cocktails? Fancy They've got cocktails. Some like nice. Special recipes.
And is this tonight?
Yes.
Nice. Is it going to be like a regular pop-up thing or no? Is it just tonight?
I think it's going to be regular, but I don't know what the regularity is. Right. I don't know the scheduling. What were you indicating to me?
Oh, the address was.
Oh, 1024, was that right?
1024, yeah.
I got a head for numbers.
Yeah. 1024...
Main Street.
Okay. Sounds great. Yeah, that sounds like a fun time. I love cocktails.
Yeah, come on
then. Do you have a favorite cocktail?
Pardon me?
Do you have a favorite cocktail? Ish. What kind of style do you like?
Oh, what is a favorite
mojitos,
cocktail?
Mojitos, maybe?
Yeah, that's great. No, mojitos are great.
Long Island iced tea, Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, they changed their name. Anything spicy. I like something with, like, a jalapeno in it.
Oh, wow.
Or mezcal. Something just a little bit weird.
Nice.
Not yeah. sweet.
Not sweet. Nice. Mm. Mm, perfect. Perfect. Well, that's those drinks are waiting for you right on the counter now at the pop-up.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, along with your simulated bacon bits. That's the, whatchamacallit, the rim, the salted
oh,
rim.
Yeah, we have
rim
a cocktail.
The cocktail
that might actually
like
be good
bacon.
With a jalapeno, like, spicy cocktail, some yeah. simulated bacon bits on the
yeah.
rim.
Yeah, it's a, yeah, it's like a meal in itself.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Monsoon Moon, once again, you can listen to the band on Monsoon Moon Unit. And that's the same username on Facebook, Instagram, and Bandcamp. And yes, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. If you if you're just tuning in, you can listen to the set on CITR.ca as with any other podcast on CITR, any show you want. You just do a search for it. For this one, search for Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Just search for Monsoon Moon. On the search bar, it should show up. Click on listen, and everything should be magical, and you can enjoy this long weekend. Coming up next on the show is Copy and Paste. That's coming up in about half an hour. Please do not go anywhere. I will see you next week on Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Well, I'm going to be playing music for half an hour, but, you know, but yeah, anyways.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
We'll be right back. Talking, what I would do, I need to. And I forgot everything that I spent half my life on. I had problems with the rhythm. He helped me keep the time. He tapped the beat on the back of my head while I played till I got it right. I had problems with the posture. Had a remedy for that. Every time I started curling up, he jabbed a finger in my back. Had a problem with the practice. Had that problem solved. Told me my sister did everything right and I did everything wrong. I had this friend. His brother gave him a guitar and told him he was in his band. Wish I had something like that. Taught him four chords, six songs, then took him on a tour and he learned the rest of the band. Sons. Don't want to compete with others who see who's better at playing other people's songs. They did it for my future. I went as far as grade 10. Then it became furniture in my parents' place and I never played it again.